Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You have heard me detail the tens of billions of dollars owed by the state of Michigan and all the local and county governments and government school districts for unfunded liabilities. When these governments pretend that their budgets are balanced, such claims are only true if you ignore the increases in these unrecorded expenditures. I have also told you that the Governmental Accounting Standards Board now has requirements going into effect for these governments to more fully disclose the extent of these unfunded liabilities. Unofficially, I have heard from some government officials telling me they are aware of all this bad news that will soon be shared with the public. In each instance, they are at a loss as to what to do. To give you some idea of the scope of this problem, let's look at the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. It is currently underfunded $26 billion. There are simply not enough assets to cover promised employee retirement benefits. In order for the city of Detroit to exit bankruptcy, retiree pensions were cut. For every dollar that covered school employees are paid, school districts are paying an average of 31 cents to cover past underfunding, plus almost 5 cents for current liabilities. When school districts cry poverty, this is the number one reason why. Today, I can offer a little bit of relief to these people. The private sector went through this accounting change more than two decades ago and survived. The major change that occurred was a replacement of defined benefit pension plans and the creation of defined contribution plans called 401ks. With the new plans, the employer makes the full retirement plan contribution each year, but is absolved of the responsibility of guaranteeing a certain benefit level. 4 years ago, a new Michigan law allowed school employees to elect a defined contribution retirement plan. Already, more than 18,000 statewide have done so. In at least one school district, annual savings exceed $10 million a year as the past unfunded liabilities decline. Defined contribution retirement plans also have significant advantages to the employees. Be sure to tune in Friday as I detail these benefits here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.